I don't know if you've seen the latest Ashcroft poll this afternoon, giving the Tories a 6-point lead. I guess that will bolster your confidence. But why are you so confident they can still do it?
Well, I think that if you look back at 1992, 18% of the voters made their decision on polling day. That's one in five. And in all the other research looking at elections at the end of the campaign, the undecided voters vote 2-1 in favour of the incumbent party. Now, whether the incumbent party is the Liberal Democrats and Conservatives or not, I think most people see it as the Conservatives. So I think they will creep over the line.
What would you have done differently in this campaign?
I don't know that I would have done anything differently. I wouldn't have done a television debate, which I think is a complete waste of time. And I think it was a mistake to not do it and do it at the same time. So that I would have done differently. I would have brought out the big guns a bit earlier than they did, and I would have stepped up the pace of the campaign a little earlier than waiting for the manifesto launch. But other than that, I think I would have done pretty much the same thing. The argument's very simple. It's, you know, the Conservatives is the competent party of the economy, and Labour tax and spend people into non-existence.
Why hide Boris Johnson away until really the last few days?
I wouldn't have done. I would have put him in straight away. I think he's the most popular politician in Britain. I think he's got the most appeal across the widest spread of voters, and I would have put him in much earlier.
What do you make of the Prime Minister's personal campaign? Because he seems to have got fired up today. I've seen a couple of speeches that he's been giving. He's showing a passion that hitherto hasn't seemed to be there. What do you think has changed?
Well, I think it's getting near the end. When you get near the end, you start trying harder. I think he's got a pretty laid-back style anyway, and I think it's quite difficult for him to show a great deal of passion. He now is showing a lot of enthusiasm, and that's very good. I would have done it a bit earlier.
Now, in 1992, you'll remember that campaign very well. It really went down to the wire. Most election campaigns, the polls don't seem to change, but that one did. Do you think we're in for a repeat of 1992?
Well, I don't think it's an exact repeat because of the intervention of the other parties. But I think it's a repeat in the sense that there are a huge amount of people who have not yet decided. And I think people will make their decision on polling day.
I always think that's really odd that people walk into the polling station still undecided who to vote for. But they do it, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do in enormous numbers of them. And I think it's particularly true at the moment because the choice between the two big parties is really quite difficult for people to work out. They're all blathering on about how much they're going to spend or they're not going to spend, and they're going to be fiscally responsible and they're going to do this, that and the other. And so the issues of the election campaign aren't clear. The clever thing the Tories have done is they've made Miliband and the Labour Party fight on their ground. Their ground is the economy, and good generals will always tell you never fight on the other man's ground.
Do you think they've been a bit too personal about Ed Miliband, though? And about the backstabbing comment from Michael Fallon, there are plenty of other examples as well.
I'm not mad. I wasn't very keen on the backstabbing comment. But I don't think it's been too personal. I think it's inevitably the case that the Labour Party really only consists of him. All the rest have to be kept away because they were all part of the previous terrible Blair administration.
But generally, Ed Miliband has actually come out of this campaign much better than maybe Conservative strategists thought he would. Did they underestimate him?
I think they thought, put it this way, I think they set a very low bar for him to jump over, which he's done. He's used a lot of advisers. He's used Stan Greenberg from America to do all his television stuff and David Axelrod, and they've done a very good job. I mean, he's not the real Ed Miliband, you see. It's a pretend version.
And, I mean, it sounds from some of the things you've said, that you said at the beginning you thought the Tories have run quite a good campaign, but you've been a bit critical of them. What do you think they've got to do in the last 8 days?
They've got to stick to the economy and stick to Conservative values and talk about people wanting to own their own home, people wanting to have a decent job, decent wages, look after their family, and have self-esteem and self-worth, and do all the things that you were just talking about in terms of the aid opportunity in Nepal. And these are all things that British people naturally do, and they should talk in that language, and they should talk about the economy and the success we've had. After all, Britain is now a very successful economy. It's one of the most successful it is in the world, And that's been achieved by this government, and that they want to continue. And that seems to me to be a very compelling proposition. You just have to believe in it and stick to it.
Do you think if David Cameron fails to get a majority, he will have to fall on his sword, and will it then just all roads point to Boris?
Well, I think it's almost certain that if they didn't win the election or they didn't form the next government, then he would have to go. I don't know that it would automatically go to Boris. I think it probably would go to George Osborne, because he's
really?
A much more natural concern. Yeah,
well, surely if Cameron fails, Osborne goes down with him.
Well, I don't know that that's true. It all rather depends on what the result is. If the Conservatives don't form the government, then everybody's in opposition. And I think the preferred opposition leader would be George Osborne.